Our digital buggy ride off the road too much traveled has been too short. We'd need a closet full of CDs to tell the story right. We've left out important people, some of them famous, some known only to a few of us deep into the scene. Some just now finding the courage to stand on a public stage. A mountain of people have put this art form on the map. It belongs to all of them. Few shall receive the credit they're due. Others will garner more than they deserve. But as long as there's a breath and a passion and a truth to be told, this revolution started in the wilderness of humankind's first whimper and howl will continue to be born anew. Hey, so what, right? Quit preaching. Let the poems do the work. And I'll see you next Sunday at the grain mill.
Knowing the human force it took to bring the both of you there. And when the second one has finished, taking in the view, satisfied by the heat and perspiration under the wool, let him pull the next one up. Pull the next hand over the last jagged rock to become free. Two showing what they've already seen. One knowing now the well-being with being finished with one mouth. With being able to look a long way out towards other mouths. Feeling a temptation to claim victory. As if mountains were human toys to own. When you ask, how high is this mountain? With the compulsion to know where you stand in relationship to other peaks. Look down to where from you came up and see the rope that's tied to your waist, tied to the next man's waist, tied to the next woman's waist, tied to the first man's waist, to the first woman's waist. Pull the rope.